Welcome to Conscious Millionaire Podcast, show number 784, a recurring guest, Ted Prodromo.
This is Ted Prodromo, author of Ultimate Guide to LinkedIn for Business. In today's show, I'm going to give you my secret for how to create predictable income so you can make your first million.
Are you a six-figure business coach or consultant and you want to get to your first million while making a positive impact? Then I'd like to help you find $50,000 or more in hidden revenue just sitting there in your business and then develop steps so that you can pick it up and put it in the bank. To apply for your breakthrough session, it's absolutely free. Go to consciousmillionaire.com/myvideo. Again, that's consciousmillionaire.com/myvideo.
This is Conscious Millionaire, the podcast for you, the conscious entrepreneur who wants to make a positive impact by building a profitable business every Monday through Friday with your host, business coach, marketing expert, and best-selling author, J.V. Crum III. Subscribe to our podcast and follow us on Twitter at J.V. Crum to receive free training and gifts from our guests.
Hello, this is your coach, J.V. Crum III, and welcome to you from wherever you're listening. We're proud to be named in Inc. magazine as one of the top 13 business shows for you to listen to in 2017. And although we have millions of listeners in 190 countries, right now, you are my number one listener because you showed up, ready to step it up, play bigger, and make your first million. If you're a service business owner, coach, consultant, speaker, any kind of service provider, and you're listening to the show right now, I believe you're here because you're ready to make your first million. I'd love to be your personal guide. Check out our VIP coaching, masterminds, and other programs at consciousmillionaireshow.com. And a big shout out to our listeners and friends in Lancaster, Pennsylvania, and San Francisco. Now, you're going to want to stay tuned because today's guest is an expert in LinkedIn, and we'll be discussing how you can create predictable income using LinkedIn. And a reminder that later in the show, our guest will be revealing his three golden nuggets and has an amazing business-building gift for you. Now, help me welcome our featured guest. He is the best-selling author of both The Ultimate Guide for LinkedIn for Business and The Ultimate Guide to Twitter for Business through Entrepreneur Press. He is a social selling expert and the founder of Search Marketing Simplified, a full-service online marketing agency. The SMS team designs and implements advanced LinkedIn, Facebook, Google, and social media lead generation strategies for small to medium-sized businesses. My guest today, Ted Prodromo. Ted, thank you so much for being on the show.
Hey, thanks for having me.
Well, you know, first of all, I got to give a shout out and let you know that I pulled back the curtain today. Ted is my personal LinkedIn coach. He has really been helping me get great results with LinkedIn. It's like my LinkedIn is a totally new world since I've been working with Ted. So I said, Ted, I want you to come on the show. I want you to share the kind of things we've been doing because I know as a listener that this is going to change your life. So, Ted, that's my formal introduction, but you know, how would you describe yourself on the personal level?
You know, I'm a pretty quiet guy. I've been in technology almost my whole life, and I just kind of stay behind the scenes most of the time. So being known as America's leading LinkedIn coach now is a big stretch for me. Really put myself.
Yeah, you're having to pull back the curtain yourself, right?
Exactly.
Well, you know, Ted, I'm really excited about what we're doing. And every strategy that we've implemented is all designed how to get predictable customers and therefore how to have predictable income. But first of all, you know, LinkedIn has gone through 5 million, it seems like it, changes in the last, you know, period of time. Seems like they're in a change period and we're all getting used to those. Why is LinkedIn, let's just start there. Why is LinkedIn so important if you're a business owner, especially a service business, a coach, a consultant, a speaker, any kind of service provider? Why might that be your best, as we might call it, fishing hole? Why is that where you want to go to connect with people that could become your best clients?
Well, you remember back in the day, we used to have a Rolodex on our desk that was.
Yes, I actually sometimes inadvertently use that word.
Yes. Yes. But think of your Rolodex, but you have literally the contact information of every person that's in the business world, anywhere in the world. Over 500 million contacts in your Rolodex.
Well, and not only that, you know, this may be very obvious to you, and it was obvious to me, but I didn't understand the implications until I started doing a LinkedIn campaign that every person who added me, I had full access to send messages and connect with all of their first connections there because they all became my second. And it's like all of a sudden by strategically making those kinds of decisions, I had big, almost first level access to so many people that I really could do great help for. I could really help them. So LinkedIn's that big Rolodex in the sky, so to say.
Right.
How are we going to utilize that as a service business owner to help us go find the right clients?
So the biggest mistake I see people do with LinkedIn, they treat people like they're bots. They don't think they're humans on the other end of that connection. So if you interact with these people like we're having a conversation now, have the same kind of conversation and you'll get incredible results.
Yeah, that's kind of something that you've helped me learn is that be conversational, that it's if you're going to send out, you know, a large number of messages to people that are still personalized, it's really about connecting with people's hearts and souls and minds. It's not just a numbers game, as people like to say.
Yeah. As we meet people in person at networking events and at conferences, we don't give them sales pitches when we meet them. We try to strike up conversations with people. And if you do try to sell, man, other people run for the door. They just want to get away from you as fast as they can.
So if we want to create predictable income, what are some of the things we can do using LinkedIn?
So what I like to do, I kind of have the approach, I call it the old AIDA, get their attention, get them interested, increase desire, and get them to take action. And the attention is, if you're a coach, if you search LinkedIn for the word coach or personal coach or executive coach, there's hundreds of thousands of coaches on LinkedIn. So how do you stand out from those people? Well, how can you make your profile different? And that's really the first step.
So you want to get their attention. Can you give us some hints? Like somebody's listening and going, okay, Ted, we want to know what are two or three things we can do?
Okay. The first thing is, by default, LinkedIn puts your job title right under your name and your profile. So you can override that with its 120 characters. It's called your professional headline. So make that a benefit-related statement that's going to get the attention of someone that's looking to hire a coach.
So it's the result that you get, not having all the keywords that relate to you.
Or ask a provocative question works too. Same thing.
Okay, but you got my attention right there. So what's a provocative question?
So my LinkedIn profile headline right now is, does your LinkedIn profile make a great first impression?
DM
me for more information. And I get messages every day from people saying, hey, does my profile make a great first impression?
Well, and you know what? And so that did. And because you could have just said, make your LinkedIn profile create a great impression, and it doesn't get attention. So you used the question.
Right.
So is there anything else that anyone can just do very quickly to, you know, make a massive difference? Because these are 80% kind of factors you're giving away here.
Yeah. Well, have a professional profile picture. Don't have a cropped photo that's blurry. We're trying to attract high-end clients on LinkedIn. And a lot of people use like a picture. They're at a wedding. They're half drunk or they're wearing a t-shirt. They just don't look professional.
Okay, so go back to the traditional headshot.
Yep.
And make it look professional.
Yes.
Okay, so now you're getting their attention. What's the next step?
So the next is the interest. So they saw my profile. In fact, did you know your profile is placed in front of thousands of people every day on LinkedIn on the sidebar? So literally thousands of people are seeing a snippet of you, that picture and that professional headline, on their pages. So when they click on it, they're going to see your profile, and you get them interested by creating a compelling summary. Tell them your story there. Don't talk about yourself. don't talk about all the jobs you've had and awards you've won in that section. Talk about the, you know, continue that conversation from the professional headline. So I talk about, does your profile make a great first impression? And then I say, ask them more questions down there to keep them reading.
And so you start with the headline, and then you're going to treat the profile as a compelling summary. You're going to create it almost like it's a part of the article that you've already started.
Right.
We're here with Ted Perdomo. He is an expert in LinkedIn, author of Ultimate Guide to LinkedIn for Business, and we'll be right back. Are you a six-figure business coach or consultant, and you want to get to your first million while making a positive impact? Then I'd like to help you find $50,000 or more in hidden revenue just sitting there in your business, and then develop steps so that you can pick it up and put it in the bank. To apply for your breakthrough session, it's absolutely free. Go to consciousmillionaire.com/myvideo. Again, that's consciousmillionaire.com/myvideo. Welcome back to Conscious Millionaire. This is your coach, JV Crum III, and we're here with our guest, Ted Perdomo, who is an expert on LinkedIn, and we're discussing how to create predictable income with LinkedIn. So you get their interest. What happens next?
So you wanted to keep reading through your summary and then scroll through your whole profile to learn more about you. So one thing I do in my summary, I show vulnerability there. I talk about their problems because you kind of get their attention. And then I talk about how my career, 20-year career, blew up after the dot-com crash. 2008 blew up my business. I got laid off after job after that. So I show my vulnerability. And I get a lot of people send me LinkedIn messaging. Oh my God, I went through exactly the same thing.
Yeah, so that's a great idea. And do you put that in the original profile summary so they see
it? Yeah, that's in my summary. Just a, you know, paragraph. It's not extensive.
Okay, so you're going to talk about them. You're going to share your vulnerability, and you're going to create a great looking profile with great headlines.
Yep.
So when they go through, what I'm hearing, see if I got this right. You want them to say this one word, wow.
Exactly. Yep. Wow. Yeah. I need to talk to Ted.
So you've gotten their attention. You're getting them more interested. They're scrolling through everything. But what happens now so that you can start creating predictable income?
So one thing I've noticed, it's not as bad as it used to be. People used to hide their email address and their phone number. They made it impossible for you to reach out to them. I put that in the summary. I say, hey, if you want to schedule a free session, a free discovery call with me, click this link and schedule on my calendar. Here's my phone number. Here's my email.
Right, so it's all right there.
Yeah.
I love that also, because I have to say, when I go to a website and I can't find the contact information, or all there is a contact form, but there's no phone number, there's no email. And let's say I want to send an attachment, but they don't have room for it. I'm dead in the water and I'm just trying to connect with them.
Right.
Yeah, that's all I'm trying to do. So then what makes this predictable over time?
Consistency is the key. You can't just log on to LinkedIn once a week or once a month and be active with people. I spend 15 to 30 minutes a day throughout the day and just reach out to people, send invitations to connect. I customize the invitations to connect. And then once we do connect, I send a welcome message, a customized welcome message. It's just letting them know I'm here to help you. And the thing we're doing with your profile too, send them to your webpage. And I said, I have a LinkedIn friends page. So if you want to learn more about me, visit my LinkedIn page.
Well, and the thing that I've noticed from working with you, Ted, is that I'm there two or three times a day now. And it's become what I would call, because I think of my computer as my desktop, right? And I got to have certain tabs open because I'm just going to play in those tabs all day long, right? That's what I do. Play meaning work, folks. And but LinkedIn is part of my desktop now, you know?
Yeah.
And at least two or three times a day, I'm there and I'm getting to know people. I have people who are now we've got long threads of conversations. I like know them better than some of my friends at this point. They're sharing all this stuff with me.
Right. And so you're doing it. You're doing exactly right too. It's not about sending my sales pitch or getting their attention, then selling a sales pitch. Start conversations that lead to other conversations, which eventually lead to a phone call.
We're here with Ted Perdomo. He is a LinkedIn expert. He's also my LinkedIn coach. That's why I wanted to share him with you. And we've been discussing how to create predictable income with LinkedIn. Up next, we've got the conscious questions, and that includes the 48-hour challenge of how you're going to find and close a big ticket client in just 48 hours. Are you a six-figure business coach or consultant and you want to get to your first million while making a positive impact? Then I'd like to help you find $50,000 or more in hidden revenue just sitting there in your business and then develop steps so that you can pick it up and put it in the bank. To apply for your breakthrough session, it's absolutely free. Go to consciousmillionaire.com/myvideo. Again, that's consciousmillionaire.com/myvideo. Welcome back. I'm your coach, JV Crum III. Thanks for listening to Conscious Millionaire. This is the show for you. If you're a conscious business owner, you're a service provider, coach, consultant, speaker, any type of service business, we're here to help you make your first million by making a bigger positive impact for your clients and for the world. I want to thank you for showing up today because you did not show up for JV or Ted. The truth is you showed up for yourself. I want to give you a virtual pat on the back for that. And thank you for showing up to take another step forward to creating your first million. And if this is your first time at the show, welcome to Conscious Millionaire. Welcome to our community. I'm really happy that you're here. I hope you'll come back for our next show. Love to hear from you. Go to consciousmillionaireshow.com. Send me an email, a voicemail, and also invite your friends. We like to have a big party here, and we want all the entrepreneurs on the face of the earth to be moving towards your first million and to get there by making a bigger difference with your life and with your business. And now it's time for the conscious questions. And Ted, the first question is really about beliefs. What is a key belief that you hold and it's really helped you blast through those obstacles that come along so you can get to your bigger goals?
This comes from watching my father work. He used to own a restaurant and he worked at least 80 hours a week, but he was always so positive. I mean, stuff was happening all the time at the restaurant, people quitting or something, nothing worse than owning a restaurant. There's so much going on, but he was always so positive no matter what happened.
And what did you say?
He would say, Ted, stay positive. Just keep going forward. The glass is half full. Anytime I'd start getting down about school or something, or, you know, my career early on when things would change, he would just say, the glass is half full, Ted, keep going.
Wow. I love that. And so, you know, we've all heard that. But the truth is, if you embody that, it makes a total difference. And so, Ted, what are three golden nuggets you could share that you've learned from your own entrepreneurial journey that will help entrepreneurs listening make their first million?
Well, first of all, never stop learning. There's always something new to learn. I've been in the tech world since 1980. A lot has changed. As you talked about, LinkedIn is changing by the minute right now. So you got to keep learning. And don't just learn your field. I've been in personal development junkie forever. I try to learn different things, just keep my interests in other things. Keep learning different things. Be more interesting of a person.
Okay. And what's the second key?
Be flexible, because you can't get stuck in that track with you have the blinders on. I'm going to go full force down this path. Be ready to turn and pivot, because business world is changing every second, it seems like, with all these corporate takeovers and changing market conditions.
And changing LinkedIn.
Right, exactly.
And your third key?
Hire a coach or join a mastermind. That's been the key to my success. especially if you're an entrepreneur by yourself or a small team, you need to get different perspectives. And even if they're not in the same business you're at, you get such good feedback and good, really clarifies your business direction.
Yeah, absolutely. It's why I always keep a coach. It's why I'm currently a member of a mastermind, and that's why I coach and run masterminds. I know the value they bring. What's a business book you'd like to recommend, Ted?
The first book I ever read, personal development book, was The 7 Habits of Highly Effective People. And I never heard of it. It had been out for about a year at the time, and it just totally changed my perspective.
Well, you know, in my book, Conscious Millionaire, Grow Your Business by Making a Difference, I focus on the new entrepreneurial path to your first million. And that's by combining making a big impact with your business and creating big profits. So, Ted, what's that big positive impact that you seek to make for your customers?
I like to teach my customers how to use LinkedIn effectively, not just to close one deal quickly by being aggressive. I teach them to build relationships so you have long-term clients, you get referrals, and lots of repeat business.
And Ted, if people wanted to get a hold of you, how would they do that?
So my website is thesocialmediaguy.com.
Well, I love that. Thesocialmediaguy.com. And we'll have that on the show notes as well at consciousmillionaireshow.com. And now it's time for the 48-hour challenge. If you had 48 hours to find and close a high-paying client, Ted, what would you do?
Of course, I'd reach out to my LinkedIn network. And I would ask them for some referrals. I'd ask them a question like, do you know anyone who needs to learn how to use LinkedIn more effectively? Or do you know any sales teams that need a refresher course on LinkedIn since it's changing?
Okay, so it could be that person, in fact.
Right.
Or, okay, and would you make any particular list, or would there be, once you did that, let me just say, what would you do next? Because you've reached out, but now you still have to close them.
Right, and that's where I get them. I'll get an introduction, usually through LinkedIn or through email. And then they know why I ask. So I make it very specific in the question, who I'm looking for and why I want to help them or what I can help them with.
Okay.
And so then that just starts a conversation.
So you start the conversation and then drive them to a call, or what happens next?
Yeah. Exactly like how we met, actually. A friend introduced us.
That's true.
We reached out. We got on the phone and had a conversation. And we said, wow, we can help each other.
Yeah.
It was simple.
And I like the idea that you're really just reaching out to connect with somebody to help them. You know what your agenda is, but the truth is that agenda is about helping them.
Yes.
Right? Because if you get a client, you're getting a client so you can help them. You know, all of us, no matter what stage our business is at, we're constantly focused on a new problem or challenge. What's that for you?
My big challenge right now is I don't have a whole lot of passive or recurring income in my business. So it's all coaching people. So it's just constantly looking for new clients, coaching them, and then moving on to the next client.
So you need to get some continuity income.
Exactly.
And what's the legacy you want to leave, Ted?
I want to be remembered as a caring, giving person. I love to give and help people. And I want people to remember me as the guy, instead of just taking your money, I made a difference in your life.
I love that. And is there a cause you want to give a shout out to?
Yeah. My nephew in Cleveland has Down syndrome, and he's just the most wonderful guy. I just love him so much. And Tom is my nephew that I'm so proud of.
So a shout out to Down's syndrome. That's a great cause. And now, folks, I know you've been waiting for this, and it is one of the big parts of the show. It's the gift giving. Ted, what is the gift you have for everyone listening today?
So I have a brand new course. Actually, I've just re-recorded it because LinkedIn changed so much. It's a free LinkedIn course, a jumpstart course.
Oh, I love that. And folks, this is the expert. That's why I brought him on. So go get that at consciousmillionaireshow.com. You'll see the big gold image at the top of the page. It says free gifts. Click on it. Go in and get your LinkedIn Jumpstart course, instant access. I want to thank you for listening today. And I would love to be your coach. If you want to move forward right now, you've established your business, but you're going, wait, how do I put that team together? What are the steps I need to take so that I can really finally get on track to making my first million and getting things predictable and feel like I'm constantly moving forward? I'd love to help you. You can learn more about our programs at consciousmillionaireshow.com. We've got VIP coaching, masterminds, and other programs, and I'm the person who guides all of those programs and does the personal coaching. Ted, I really appreciate you being on the show today. What would you like to leave with in terms of something we might not have covered on LinkedIn, just to give everybody something they can go do today to improve their profile?
So think about how you help people. Who's your ideal customer? I'm working on this right now. Who is your ideal customer and what's their biggest problem? And then tailor your profile so it'll just jump out and say, wow, this is the person that can help me.
Again, thank you for listening. I look forward to connecting with you on the next Conscious Millionaire. And Ted, thank you so much for being our featured guest today.
Well, thank you for having me. I'm honored.
Thanks for listening to Conscious Millionaire, the show for entrepreneurs and coaches who want to increase profits and make a positive impact. The host, producer, owner of the show, and broadcast medias make no claims that the strategies and information discussed on the show will result in profits and may result in losses. The opinions and advice from guests do not necessarily represent those of the owner, staff, management, or broadcasters of the show. No legal, accounting, or financial advice is made in this show. You are advised to seek counsel on matters related to your business, financial investments, or other legal matters from licensed advisors.